Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Jerry Ripperger. He's a VP of Consulting at the Principal Financial Group, an organization we've been telling you about for a long time. They do great work out there helping small businesses with their benefits, with their insurance, with their consulting on how to put their best foot forward as they move through the generations of ownership of their businesses. And right now, Jerry, we were just talking about ESOPs. I know that's something you guys spend a lot of time trying to help people with. And you said, I asked you for a rule of thumb of what is the minimum that people need to do an ESOP. And you said 30 employees, $3 million in revenue, and $300 in net income. Is that net, or is that EBITDA? What is that?
Well, in order to keep it simple, we'd call it $300,000 in net income after taxes.
Okay, after taxes. All right.
Yeah, I mean, EBITDA would be a better measure, but it doesn't work nice and
easy. It's a little more complicated. I understand, but anyway, so I'm sure if it got close, we wouldn't quibble, right?
No, like I said, it's a rule of thumb.
I'm sure you can we can work it out. So okay, tell the audience what an ESOP is.
Yeah, an ESOP is an employee stock ownership plan. It is a qualified retirement plan that you can use to transfer the ownership of your company to your employees over time. And through the ESOP, we do a couple different things that are very important. First, we create that liquidity for the selling business owner so that they can extract the value they've built in that business. But second, we protect the legacy of that business. So often when a business sells, particularly in today's environment where the value may be intellectual property, intangible,
right,
you know, brand names, et cetera. With an ESOP, the jobs are much more likely to stay in that community, mm-hmm. more likely to grow there.
Right.
So it's really a legacy component as well.
And in addition, I want to talk about the financial plan in a minute, but do you help companies, if you help them with their ESOPs, do you help them value their business? Do you help them learn how to understand how to place a value on the business?
Sure. What we do is we have a network of people we work with around the country that are certified valuation experts.
Especially by industry, probably, right?
Right. And there's people who are experts in ESOPs, for example, so they really understand what an ESOP does to the balance sheet, what the tax benefits are, and how to value that properly.
Right. Do you look at the cross section of the stakeholders? Is it possible that a company might, that their stakeholders are just in such a condition that they probably wouldn't be successful as an ESOP? Do you ever rule an organization out like that?
All the time. No one wins if you put an ESOP in place and it's not a good fit.
Yeah, if people can't get along, you don't have a certain kind of leaders, you know, the kind of leaders that can step up and step into the breach and take over, right?
Yep, and what we often tell people, Jim, though, is anytime you're looking to sell your company, that successor management team is critical, whether you're selling it to an ESOP, selling it to a competitor, to a third party. That successor management team will have much to do with determining the future value of that company.
Right. So now let's talk about the financial part. How do you guys help make that happen?
Well, we work with business owners to look at the feasibility of an ESOP to see whether or not it's an appropriate fit for them, to help them understand what that transition period would look like, because an ESOP is a transition over a period of time. You tell me I need to sell my company in 3 weeks. An ESOP is not the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me I want an orderly transition over, you know, a period of years. An ESOP may be a good fit.
What's the minimum for an ESOP? 3 years, 5 years?
You know, I would say, there is no hard and fast minimum because a lot of it's going to depend on the quality of that successor management team. We have some where the owner sells and rides off into the sunset because he or she has done a great job of preparing that company to move forward without them. But usually, usually that minimum is going to be set by the lending institution that lends into that ESOP.
Right.
Because they're looking at that owner saying, you're the one who built this company. We'll feel much better about getting paid back if you're still there, at least a significant part of the life of the company.
Well, and also it'll probably depend on how well the financials have been documented and set up, and how difficult it's going to take to recast the financials, right, for the new entity. I would think, you know, if you've done a good job of being true to your numbers, and you've been recording that, you've been working with your banker, you've got maybe even have an audited statement, that would speed things up, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you raised such an important point there, Jim. Because so often, particularly with these growing businesses, it's very difficult to separate the company's financials from the owner's financials.
Right.
That's a blurry line
between them. That's where the recasting comes in.
Absolutely, because we need to have a clear line of delineation once we put the qualified retirement plan in place on the financials.
Because once an ESOP is in place, the whole family business thing goes away. I mean, there's no more of the fuzzy lines as you say there that you got. Hey Jerry, how do folks contact you if they want your help?
They can learn more about ESOPs at www.principal.com/ESOP benefits.
Okay.
And there's a contact us section on there.
All right, so check that out. Hey, Jerry, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Jerry Ripperger, ladies and gentlemen, of the Principal Financial Group. Check them out. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.